Chapter 24. It was like a terrible dream. Taverner and I drove back quickly to Swinley Dean, just as we had before. On the journey, I kept saying to myself that it hadn't been Brenda and Lawrence. They had fallen in love with each other and written romantic letters, but they hadn't poisoned Aristide Leonides or Nanny. As we went through the front door, I saw a big pile of luggage in the hall. Clemency came down the stairs. "You're just in time to say goodbye, Charles," she said. "We're leaving tonight." "But surely you can't go now," I said with surprise. "Nanny is dead." "Nanny's death has nothing to do with us," said Clemency. "Roger and I were upstairs packing, and we didn't come down at all when Josephine's cocoa was on the hall table."
"Can you prove that?" I said.
"Roger and I are going away," said Clemency angrily. "Why would we want to poison Nanny?"
"You might not have meant to poison Nanny."
"We wouldn't poison Josephine either."
"But Josephine knows a lot about people," I said. I stopped as Josephine herself appeared eating an apple. Her eyes shone with excitement.
"Nanny's been poisoned," she said, "just like Grandfather. It's very exciting, isn't it?"
"Aren't you upset about it?" I demanded. "Didn't you like Nanny?"
"Not really. She was always telling me not to do things."
"Do you like anybody, Josephine?" asked Clemency.
"I love Aunt Edith," Josephine said. "I love her very much. And I could love Eustace if he let me, but he's so horrible to me. I won't tell him what I found out, that now I know."
There was a moment's silence. Josephine stared at Clemency. I heard a noise from behind one of the doors, but when I opened it, there was no one there. I felt uneasy. As Edith de Havilland came down the stairs, I took hold of Josephine's arm and led her firmly into an empty room. I made her sit down in a chair while I sat opposite her. "Now, Josephine," I said, "we're going to have a talk. What exactly do you know? Do you know who poisoned your cocoa?" Josephine nodded. "And you know who poisoned your grandfather?" Josephine nodded again. "And who knocked you on the head?" Again, Josephine nodded. "Then you're going to tell me everything, now, and then we'll tell the police."
"I won't," said Josephine. "I won't tell the police anything. They're stupid. They thought Brenda and Lawrence did it. I didn't think so, so I made a test, and now I know I'm right."
She sounded very pleased with herself. I tried hard to be patient. "I know you're very clever, Josephine." She looked pleased. "But don't you realise that you're in danger?"
"Of course I am," said Josephine. "In some books, lots of people are killed."
"This isn't a detective story. This is real life. You must tell me what you know."
"You don't understand," said Josephine. "I might not want to tell. I might be fond of the person."
She paused.
"And if I do tell," she continued, "I'll do it properly, with everybody sitting together. I'll talk about all the clues, and then say suddenly, 'It was you.'"
She pointed her finger, just as Edith de Havilland entered the room.
"Josephine, throw that apple away," said Edith, "and wash your hands. I'm taking you out in the car."
She looked at me.
"It's safer out of the house. We'll go and get an ice cream."
Josephine looked pleased.
"Can I have two?"
"Perhaps," said Edith.
"Now go and get your coat. It's cold outside today. Charles, can you go with her? I must quickly write a few letters."
She sat down at the desk, and I went upstairs with Josephine. Sophia came into the room, looking pale and nervous as Josephine was getting ready.
"Charles," she said with surprise, "I didn't know you were here. I'm going out with Aunt Edith," said Josephine importantly. "We're going to have ice creams."
Sophia frowned as we went back downstairs to find Edith, who was just putting her two letters into envelopes.
"It's quite a nice day," said Edith. "Cold, but clear."
She was silent for a moment, looking down at the letters in her hand. Then she turned and kissed Sophia.
"Goodbye, dear," Edith said. "Don't worry too much. Some things just have to be accepted."
She and Josephine got into the car and waved to us as they drove off. "I suppose it's better to keep Josephine away for a while," I said, "but she must tell us what she knows."
"She probably doesn't know anything," Sophia said. "She's just showing off and making herself look important."
"I think it's more than that," I said. "Do they know yet what poison was in the cocoa?"
"They think it's Aunt Edith's heart medicine. There was a bottle full of pills, but now it's empty."
"Isn't the medicine kept locked up?"
"Yes," replied Sophia, "but the key is quite easy to find."
"But who was it?" I said. "What do you think, Sophia?"
"I don't know," she whispered. "It's like a bad dream. Come outside with me, Charles. It's safer outside. I'm afraid to stay in this house."